This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on October 8, 2009. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is the commencement of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, October 8, 2009. We have disseminated an amended agenda. First item on the agenda are minutes for Thursday, September 24th, 2009. Do you have a motion, Mr. Vice Chairman?
Yes, thank you. Mr. Chairman, I move approval of the minutes for Thursday, September 24th, 2009, as set forth in agenda document number 09-63.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes 6-0. The next item on the agenda is draft advisory opinion 2009-22 Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, and we have a presentation from Cheryl Hemsley and Amy Rothstein.
Recused, Mr. Chairman.
And we have someone who's recused. Commissioner Weintraub is recused, and we'll be watching from the seats. We're ready for the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, good afternoon. Agenda document number 09-65 responds to a request from the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. The request asks, what is the appropriate covered period if the committee chooses to file its lobbyist bundling reports on a quarterly basis instead of monthly? The draft concludes that as a monthly filer, if the committee elects to file these reports on a quarterly basis, then the applicable covered periods are semi-annually in non-election years and semi-annually, quarterly, and pre- and post-election reporting periods in the election years. We received no comments on the draft, and I'd be pleased to answer any questions.
And thank you very much. We've heard no comments from the public on this matter. Are there any comments, discussions on this? If not, do we have a motion? Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of draft advisory opinion 2009-22 as set forth in agenda document number 09-65.
Thank you very much. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? None. Hearing none, it's 5-0 with Commissioner Weintraub accused. The next item on the agenda will be a draft advisory opinion 2009-24, Illinois Green Party. The records show that the Commissioner Weintraub has returned. Are we ready to proceed, Council?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before you is agenda document numbered 09-64, responding to a request from the Illinois Green Party. The request seeks recognition of the ILGP as a state committee of a political party under the Commission's regulations. The draft concludes that based on the evidence provided, the ILGP does qualify as a state committee of a political party for the following reasons. First, the Commission in a 2001 advisory opinion recognized that the Green Party of the United States, the national organization with which the ILGP claims affiliation, qualifies as a national political party. Second, the ILGP is part of the official Green Party of the U.S. structure, as is indicated by a letter submitted by the executive director of the GPUS. Finally, the ILGP is responsible for the day-to-day operation of the GPUS at the state level, as is evidenced in the bylaws and by the ILGP's placement of candidates for federal office on the 2008 ballot in Illinois. We received no comments on this draft. Mr. Chairman,
thank you very
please
much.
To answer any questions.
Are there any questions or comments from the commissioners? If not, hearing enough, do we have a motion? Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of draft advisory opinion 2009-24 set forth in agenda document number 09-64.
Thank you very much. Any further comments or questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Hearing none, it's 6-0 in favor of the motion. Thank you very much, Council. The next matter is draft advisory opinion 2009-23, Virginia chapter of the Sierra Club. Mr. Trister is here, has requested to be available for comment, but I believe that will not be necessary from all I can tell. Oh, pardon me. I'm sorry. Ms. Shadler, I apologize. Are you ready to proceed, Council?
This is a late submitted document, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Vice Chairman, do you have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I would move to suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider agenda document number 09-66.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Hearing none. The motion passes 6-0. We're ready at this time, Council.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Virginia chapter of the Sierra Club and the Sierra Club Voter Education Fund requested an advisory opinion, and you have before you agenda document number 09-66, which provides a draft response. The Virginia chapter has formed a PAC for the purpose of engaging in state and local political activities in Virginia, and the PAC wishes to engage in certain activities in connection with upcoming elections, which are specifically described in the draft response. The Voter Education Fund intends to provide partial funding for these activities. The Virginia chapter and the Voter Education Fund represent that they are not political committees under the Act and regulations, and they ask whether, given that representation, their funding of these activities is subject to allocation under 11 CFR 106.6. The draft concludes that 11 CFR 106.6 does not require the requesters to allocate with respect to the described activities, given their representations. Section 106.6, by its terms, applies to SSFs and non-connected committees, and the history of Section 106.6 indicates that these terms were understood to refer to political committees under the Act and regulations. We received no comments in the draft response. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there any questions from the commissioners? If not, do we have a motion? Mr. Vice Chairman, you want to give it a shot?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of Draft Advisory Opinion 2009-23 as set forth in agenda document number 09-66.
Thank you very much. Any comments? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Again, the motion passes 6-0. The next item on the agenda is a draft notice of proposed rulemaking on federal election activity. Do we have a motion, Mr. Vice Chairman?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move that we waive the rule on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider agenda document number 09-67.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. The motion passes 6-0. We have a council, Nevin Stepanovic and David Adkins and Amy Rothstein.
Excuse me. Could I interpose myself?
Of course.
At a point of personal privilege as the senior member of the regs committee before we launch into our discussion of these regs document, and there's another one coming, I think literally it's being printed as we speak. I just wanted to say a couple of words about the extraordinary efforts that went into producing these two documents. And I'm not going to try and parse out who worked on which one, because we were, you know, passing things back and forth and documents were crossing and you know, people out there like to disparage government employees and talk about them as if anybody who would work for the government has got to be uncaring, unintelligent, and uninspired. And I just wish those people could come in into this building and see the dedication and the extraordinary commitment that our staff have. I want to, this week in particular, as we tried to get these documents ready, I don't know how many people were working till midnight every single night and later and up early the next morning. And, you know, you check your BlackBerry and emails are flying at 1 in the morning and at 6 in the morning and people are making changes. And it's really quite extraordinary. I want to particularly thank, obviously, Tommy Duncan and Rosie Smith. Rosie told us, sent us an email saying pencils had to be down at 12:20 if we wanted to have our documents ready by 2, and we ignored her, so the documents weren't ready at 2, and that's our fault, not hers. But the team of people that worked on this in OGC included Amy Rothstein, Jessica Selenkoff, Esther Hayden, David Adkins, Nevin Stepanovic, and Joanna Waldstreicher, who is so hardworking that when she left to have a baby, she didn't have just one baby, she had 2, because that's the kind of extra effort that our staff always put in. And I want to also acknowledge the extraordinary efforts of the staff of the commissioners on the ninth floor. I know my staff, Jason Levine and Claire Rajan, were extraordinary this week, and we were also working very closely in very late hours with the chairman's staff, Brad Deutsch and Stacey Shin, and Commissioner Bowerly's staff, Kate Belinsky and Eric Hallstrom, and Commissioner Hunter knows better than I who the point people were on her side, but extra credit certainly goes to Eric Wang, Commissioner Hunter's EA, the indefatigable scribe for the Republicans, and a source of inspiration for us all. And so before we even talked about the substance of the documents, I really wanted to acknowledge all the extraordinary work that went into producing them and to thank everybody for all of their efforts.
Well, thank you. I think we all echo that for sure, and I certainly agree with that. I also wanted to take the time. I was going to do it before we got to coordination, because I guess that was the one that seemed to be the elephant in the room all the time in terms of getting that piece of work done, which has been done as of the last hour and a half. I wanted to also thank Ellen Weintraub and Carolyn Hunter for the work that they did on the Regs Committee. The way we're structured is that the Regs really go through that committee, they debate it, they come back to us, we go back again, they debate it, and that has been a process that they can describe better than I can, but from our perspective on the outside, it has never been easy. And this particular area of coordination, as you can see, if you read the annals in the books, we've been working on that issue for a long, long time, and it hasn't gotten any easier. If anything, it's gotten more difficult with some of the cases that have come down, the time that's passed, the orders that have come down on this, and the fact that they've got new commissioners each time we get an order to adopt new rules on coordination. So I understand the frustration of the community that have been waiting for us to complete this. Wondering if we're working hard, as Commissioner Weintraub said, we've never worked harder. I've had two sessions on the commission, one for 2 years and then the second one for about a year so far. And by the time we concluded a backlog that had occurred over 6 months and completed the bundling regulation, which took a great deal of time and energy, and then dealing with the litigation issues that have arisen, and then this, I've never seen a harder working group of public servants. So yes, it would be nice to have completed this sooner, but I think those that you read it will see that a lot of work has gotten into it. We've discussed and sometimes argued, and sometimes there's other verbs that could be used over how we reached a conclusion on some of this. Important issues were left on the table, and nevertheless, I think we've asked all the important questions that will help us come to the right conclusion when it comes to actually adopting rules. So, again, I want to thank everyone for that, and all the commissioners. Jessica Selenkoff was here, as I understand, until 3 o'clock this morning, trying to put the final document together. It's just been that kind of a process, and we were working on it all morning as well. So with that, let's go ahead and proceed. Unless there's other commissioners have comments at this time, which is Commissioner Hunter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to thank several people also for their hard work in this endeavor. I won't go into all of the names, but all the same people that Ellen mentioned from OGC and all of the EAs on our side, and in particular Eric Wang. Right. He really was the master of the document and the master of coming up with some great language suggestions that tried to accommodate the concerns of all of the commissioners. So special thanks to him and to everybody else. I agree with some of the commenters who have said it's about time we put something out on this, and it has been a long time since the court decision was issued last summer, and of course the NPRM is a result of the commission's vote not to seek further review of the Shays 3 opinion, which was issued by the D.C. Circuit Court again last summer. So you might be wondering, why did it take so long to put out an NPRM? And I think it's maybe in part, not entirely, but in part, because we did try hard in this case to provide as many and as specific of examples and proposals as we could. So that was a little bit hard, because in some ways we were putting out proposals that were really fine-tuned and thought out from our perspective as much as we could. For just to give you an example, there's two definitions in the coordination document of PASO. And I don't believe the commission's ever attempted to define PASO before. And that was very difficult, even just to come up with a definition. So I just give you a sense of sort of what took us a little bit longer than some may have anticipated on an NPRM. But we're happy to get the documents out there and look forward to a lot of helpful public comments. So thank you to all of you for your future comments on these areas.
Any further comments from the commissioners? Commissioner McGann.
Thank you, Chairman. Just a brief word on the timing. As a practical matter, on the one hand, you could argue this has taken too long and that sort of thing, and certainly the opinion in the Shays Court, the D.C. Circuit opinion, was last summer. But we spend quite a bit of time on the enforcement docket and with other matters while this was also being worked on parallel to that. So unlike ordinary commission business, we had a lot of piles of materials that we got through in rather quick time. So that's one answer, I think, to the it took too long. The other and more important reality is that with respect to the coordination rules, it's not a presidential year. The races are not going to really get going until next year. And if you look at the timeline for comments, I anticipate we can get a rule out before the action really starts next year in plenty of time so people can plan in advance. The same is true of the FEA rule that currently is really what we're debating right now, the notice for the potential FEA rule, so the parties have a chance to plan ahead. And I understand the other piece of Shays 3 we're going to deal with in short order concerning federal office holders and candidates and their ability to attend events, state party events, fundraising, the like. And if you look at the timeline as a practical matter, we can get all this in place in a timely manner for the upcoming election cycle. And I think that's the important point to take away from this. And as Commissioner Hunter indicated, a lot of thought went into some of these proposals. The commission hasn't had a lot of luck in the D.C. Circuit, shall we say. Thank you. And I think we're trying a little bit of a different approach here and being a little more thorough, and I think we're going to be looking to the comments to really assist us. And my final point is just that this is just a notice of a potential rule. This is not the rule. The more people comment, the more it helps us. And I think we are all primed to listen. With that, I just echo all the thanks and hard work that went into this that have already been noted. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Mr. Vice Chairman, any thoughts? Okay. If not, then we'll proceed at this point. Cindy, no further comment? Okay. Council, we're ready to proceed.
All right. Good day. Well, thanks for all your kind words. The draft notice of proposed rulemaking and agenda document 0967 proposes changes to the commission's definitions of voter registration activity and get out the vote activity. The proposed changes are in response to the decision of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit in Shays versus FEC, which found that the commission's definitions were invalid. If the Commission approves the draft NPRM, the Office of General Counsel seeks authority to make technical and conforming changes to the draft and will submit the draft with any technical and conforming changes for publication in the Federal Register. Thanks, and I'll be happy to address any questions that you might have.
Thank you very much. At this point, do we have any questions or comments from the Commission? Commissioner Hunter.
Just a point of clarification. In the document that I have, it says that we will insert the date for when the public comments are due. Is it 30 days after it's published? Or I think we agreed on a date just to make sure of November. I don't have my calendar in front of me. Was it November 20th? Okay. So it will say November 20th. I just wanted to clarify that. So it's a little bit more than 30 days.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Commissioner Hunter, for a quick catch there. And we also point out that we're already planning on a hearing on this in mid-December, December 16th. We thought about doing things in a variety of different ways as we were formulating this document, and we started out with a couple of different alternative rules, and we decided it would be easier for commenters to focus on the issues if we had only one proposed rule. But I want to emphasize that we're not necessarily proposing this as one integrated rule with all of the pieces intact, but, you know, some of the pieces might stay in and some of the pieces might come out, and obviously all the pieces are subject to modification depending on the kind of comments that we get. So we packaged it all in one rule text, but I think that there's a lot of variables in play here, and we do look forward to a lot of helpful and meaningful comments.
Thank you. Any further comments? If not, do we have a motion? Would someone from the Rigs Committee like to move?
Sure.
Mr. Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of agenda document 0967. Move that we authorize staff to make technical and conforming amendments and ensure that it is appropriately published in the Federal Register so that we can get all those wonderful public comments.
Very good. Any further comment? All in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? None. The motion passes 6-0. Next, we have The notice of proposed rulemaking on coordinated communications. And we have a late submitted document, Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we suspend the rules on the timely submission of agenda documents in order to consider agenda document number 09-68.
Thank you very much. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes 6-0. Council, ready to proceed?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And good afternoon, Commissioners. The draft notice of proposed rulemaking and agenda document 0968 proposes changes to the Commission's rules regarding coordinated communications. The proposed changes are in response to the decision of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit in Shays versus FEC, which found aspects of the Commission's coordinated communications rules invalid. The proposals include adding a PASO definition to the Commission's regulations and amending the coordinated communications rules at 11 CFR 109.21. They do not include any substantive changes to the party coordinated communication rules at 11 CFR 109.37. If the Commission approves the draft NPRM, the Office of General Counsel seeks authority to make technical and conforming changes to the draft and will submit the draft with any technical and conforming changes for publication in the Federal Register. Thank you, and I'd be happy to address any questions you have.
Thank you very much. Any further comments? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, this was the big enchilada and took an enormous amount of effort, and we had a whole lot of discussions over the last number of months about these topics and related topics. We decided to focus in on what we needed to address in order to address the court's ruling, the original coordination rule that was passed in the wake of BCRA. We have now gone really full cycle because there are no longer any commissioners on the commission who were there for that first go-round. There are a couple of people in the room who were here for the second go-round, and including former Chairman Lenhart hiding in the back row. Welcome. Always good to see you back here. We're giving it another go, Bob. I'm trying to get it right this time. We have tried to put out a lot of different options. We tried to throw out just about every different option that we could come up with in order to get the best comments and be able to, at the end of the day, come up with the best answer and the best alternative. And I hope that we will be able to do that. And I am 100% committed to putting out a rule that will pass judicial muster. I do not want to see us or anybody sitting at this table again dealing with this issue, you know, unless the law changes. I really hope this is going to be it, and we're gonna do it. And I know everybody is really committed to trying to find the right path on this. So again, thanks to everybody, and we urge and encourage lots and lots of comments.
Any further comments, Commissioner Hunter?
Thank you, and that is true. It was a lot of work to get a document together. There was a lot of thought put into it, as you mentioned. We're happy to have it behind us for now. It should be interesting coming up with the rule, but that's for another day. Just to point out also again, the comments are due in this one on January 19th, 2010. So it's a little over 90 days. I didn't count exactly, but I think that's because all of us agreed that we wanted to give as much time as possible for the public to consider and comment on this issue. And we anticipate, we didn't set the date of a hearing, but anticipate having one at least somewhere around a few weeks after that date. Also, just wanted to point out that that in this document, this is explained on page 71 of the document, but the commission is not proposing to revise the party coordinated communication regulations at this time, but seeks comment on whether it should issue a notice of proposed rulemaking on this subject. So that was something I just wanted to flag, because I know that'll be of interest to many people in the room, including another former chairman of the FEC, our good friend Tom Josefiak, who's back there hiding also.
Yeah,
good to see you, Jose. And that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. Anyone else? Commissioner Bowerly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I, too, want to echo the thanks to the staff who have been here more hours than anyone should be in any one building, and to Commissioners Hunter and Weintraub for their leadership on this issue. I think their tenacity, their creativity is what helped make this all possible. So, and I agree. I think we have provided plenty of fodder for comment, and we hope we get a lot of help from the public in creative ways of thinking about this problem. It's obviously been before the commission a number of times and in the courts a number of times, and it may require the best and brightest and the most creative minds in all of Washington to help us figure this one out, to thread the needle between the court and the statute. So I want to echo my thanks to my colleagues and to the staff that we get to work with every day, and look forward to voting for this document.
Thank you very much. I think the comment was made that even as commissioners, we got to know each other a lot better this time through this exercise, and it's been I think that's true, and it's been a good exercise for all of us. And I think we're very pleased to get it done. And despite the various and quite divergent views on a lot of issues, we managed to coalesce on a document that I think will really provide the kind of questions that we need to hear. And I'll echo again our need to get comment from the public on this one, and don't hold back. Give us your views. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you. I just want to point out that did something a little bit different in here. We've put a number of examples in here for people to comment on. You know, does it meet this standard? Does it meet that standard? And on a few of them, we have, rather than providing a script as we usually do, we've referred people to websites where you can actually go and look at the ads and see it all intact with the pictures and the, you know, they get the total picture and the total image of it. And I think that's really very helpful, and it will be helpful to us, and we encourage people to do that.
Commissioner McGinn.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to echo the thought that others have already articulated. The comments here, I think, are very, very important. Again, this is just a notice of a rule. It's not the rule. And I think that comments, I think, are going to be across the spectrum, because the notion of coordination has a very long history, and it's been one of the more divisive issues at the commission over the years. And I'm reminded by Commissioner Hunter's acknowledgement of former Chair Josefiak, and combined with Commissioner Weintraub's mention of the examples, that one of the examples in here is the infamous Willie Horton ad, which, of course, was subject to an FEC complaint on coordination, which the commission deadlocked on, and then the court did not disturb that deadlock. So it's an issue that deadlocked then. It's an issue that flared up again in the late 90s, and there are a number of statement of reasons from some of our predecessors. Brad Smith and Carl Sandstrom had an interesting exchange about 10 years ago over coordination. BICRA was passed in an effort to push it along a certain direction. The commission has tried time and time again to get it, because ultimately it comes down to the distinction Buckley drew between what the government can touch and what it can't touch. And at some point there's enough coordination to make it essentially a contribution, and at some point there's the fear of its really independent speech, and it's an issue the commission has struggled with. Part of why this took so long is to try to think through all that and give them quite a few options as to what sort of content may trigger, what sort of content might not trigger, and that sort of thing. So there are plenty of options here, all with an effort to ultimately be true to what Congress passed and what the courts have said. In this case, primarily Shays 3, which was concerned about essentially soft money ads being done in a way that would ultimately cause corruption or the appearance thereof of public officials. And for me, to the extent comments can get at the heart of that issue, I think it's going to go a long way to helping me think through the issues that are before us, and I think it'll help the entire commission. But I just wanted to note that here the comments, because of the girth of the various proposals, the comments may be voluminous, and I want to in advance thank people who take the time to do them because they take some time. But I think in this instance, the time will be well spent because it's not a situation where there's a lot of case law that really helps give us the bright line. There's Colorado Republican 1 and 2, and there's the Christian Coalition case. Other than that, there's not a lot out there. So we really are looking for comments to assist us in our thinking. I thought I would say that to get commenters thinking at least to the extent they want to address where I'm coming from. That's kind of, to me, the whole shooting match is what can and can't we do. So with that, Mr. Chairman, thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any other comments by anyone? If not, I guess we're prepared to vote. Do I have a motion by anyone on the Regs Committee? Commissioner Hunter.
I move approval of Agenda Document 09-68 and authorize staff to provide any technical and conforming amendments.
Thank you very much. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The motion passes 6-0. Thank you very much. I would like to mention that we have one more piece that's left from the Shays rulemaking. And the proposed rulemaking is on candidate and officeholder solicitations of state, district, and local party fundraising events. We came close to concluding that today, but we do have some small matters to finalize. So I anticipate that we'll be able to work that out in the next couple of weeks. And we may set a time for a hearing on it, but we'll see in the next couple of days where we're going to go with that. But that is nearly completed as well. And hearing that, are there any administrative matters?
Any further
matters? Okay, hearing none, the meeting is adjourned.